Actually, this is one of my the bits I always play of when I came here from Denmark about 3 years ago. One of the things I absolutely hated was the notion of the construction kit meal, which is this notion that in certain bars, you'd get a burger and it comes disassembled. There'd be a certain amount of lettuce, there'd be some tomatoes, some onions, and so on. It was up to you to put it back together. Well, screw that. I just want a meal. I want what the chef thinks is going to be a good meal. And I really don't want to put it all back together myself. That's, I believe, why I'm paying this guy to prepare food for me. And in the same sense, this is why users are paying software developers money to use the products, because the software developer hopefully put some thought into how stuff should work. So we're really not big into having a whole lot of options. Actually, one of our prime motivating design directives is avoid preferences. Whenever we have to put in or feel that we have to put in a preference in our software, we pretty much consider that a defeat. We were not good enough. We were not good enough at coming up with a reasonable choice that most people would like most of the time. And I take the same approach to designing Ruby on Rails. I really don't want there to be a whole lot of choice when the choice itself doesn't matter, or when we think that there is the best practice that we could just follow out the gate. Why do we have to leave all these choices up to the user or the end programmer if we could just once and for all make a good choice for everybody? I think it's just such a waste of world productivity when you force everybody to go over the same considerations time and time again to make essentially the same choices.